This is Akashvani, the news read by R.S. Raghu. The Union Cabinet today approved the restructuring of Prime Minister Street Vendors Atmanirbhar Nidhi, PM Swanidhi scheme. The Cabinet also gave approval for extension of the lending period beyond the 31st of December 2024. The lending period has now been extended until the 31st of March 2030. The total outlay for the scheme is 7,332 crore rupees. The key features of the restructured scheme include enhanced loan amount across the first and second tranche, provision of UPI-linked RuPay credit card for beneficiaries who have repaid the second loan, and digital cashback incentives for retail and wholesale transactions. The first tranche loan has been increased up to 15,000 rupees from 10,000 rupees, and second tranche loan increased up to 25,000 rupees from 20,000 rupees, while the third tranche remains unchanged at 50,000 rupees. The Cabinet Committee on Economic Affairs today cleared four major railway projects worth around 12,328 crore rupees aimed at boosting connectivity, freight movement and regional development in the country. The projects include one new rail line to connect far-flung areas of Kutch in Gujarat and multi-tracking works to enhance connectivity to over 3,000 villages, benefiting the states of Karnataka, Telangana, Bihar and Assam. These initiatives will improve travel convenience besides reducing logistic cost and decrease dependence on oil imports. Minister of State for External Affairs Kirti Vardhan Singh termed the US decision to impose 50% tariff on Indian imports as unjustified, unreasonable and unfair. Replying to a media query on the issue on the sidelines of an event in New Delhi, Mr. Singh stressed that the economy is strong enough and the government will not let the country suffer.
Our economy is very strong. We will definitely not let our country suffer. We are taking appropriate steps that it does not harm our economy. The world is always changing. The political climate, the investment climate, it always changes. And we are well prepared to meet up with any eventuality. Our economy is growing, is strong, resilient, and we will match and meet these upcoming challenges.
Prime Minister Narendra Modi today had a telephonic conversation with President of Finland, Alexander Stubb. In a social media post, Mr. Modi said Finland is a valued partner in the European Union. Both leaders discussed ways to strengthen cooperation in key sectors such as trade, technology and sustainability. They exchanged perspectives on the ongoing efforts for peaceful resolution of the conflict in Ukraine. Prime Minister Narendra Modi will embark on a visit to Japan tomorrow evening to participate in the 15th India-Japan Annual Summit. This will be Prime Minister Modi's 8th visit to Japan and the first summit with his counterpart Shigeru Ishiba. External Affairs Ministry said in a statement that during the visit, the two Prime Ministers will review the special strategic and global partnership between India and Japan, including defense and security, trade and economy, technology and innovation, and people-to-people exchanges. They will also discuss issues of regional and global importance. In Jammu and Kashmir, incessant rains have wreaked havoc across Jammu division over the past 40 hours, starting late Monday night. All districts of the Jammu division are still receiving rain, though with lesser intensity. The downpour triggered flash floods and landslides, claiming several lives and leaving several others injured. Telecom department has activated intra-circle roaming across J&K, and railways have partially resorted only to two train services. Jammu and Kashmir Lieutenant Governor Manoj Sinha has announced an ex gratia of 5 lakh rupees to the next of kin of each deceased who lost their lives in landslide in Katra, while those injured will be given 50,000 rupees. Indian shooter Anish Bhanwala clinched the silver medal in the men's 25-meter rapid-fire pistol event at the ongoing Asian Championships at Shymkent in Kazakhstan today. India witnessed success in the junior division as well, with the country winning gold in the men's 50-meter pistol team event. India is leading the overall tally so far with 75 medals, including 40 gold. And that is the end of this news bulletin.